You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Darren and Kathy, you guys are actually not a couple. You're divorced, right?
That's correct.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
All right. So, Kathy, what's going on?
So, Darren is getting married again. And Darren and I have a son who's in his junior year of high school. And Darren has decided that this wedding should happen during the week, 4 hours from where we live. So our son has to miss 2 days of school to be there. And to me, it's like, just either have it on a weekend or like our kid's not going. Darren's also taking him on vacation and to miss school like later towards the holidays. So it's like, change something. You can't just keep taking our kid out of school. What that says to me is like, oh, your new family is going to be more important than your current son.
Darren, what's your side of this?
Look, I know he's a junior in high school. It's 2 days of school. It's my wedding. This is a huge day for me, and I want him to be there. You know, I get it. It's a couple days of school, but I mean, this is an important day for me.
How many days is he going to miss for this vacation coming up around the holidays?
That's only, a week? And that's really what that, you know, it's that thing where they do the short week where it's like there's 3 days on and 2 days off. So he'll miss three more days.
I mean, right at the holiday time, too.
It's a lot. It's like midterm time. When it gets to the high school years, it's a lot more important than the elementary school years. Honestly, I would have pulled my kids out for vacations, you know, when they were younger. But now when you're in high school, like, those are important. Junior year is important.
Yeah, I mean, junior year is important, obviously, in your education. But, I mean, you're telling me you miss 2 days in a week, Anna, and you don't know what's going on when you come back the next week?
No,
I mean, your education will falter because you missed 2 days.
Yeah, he can do this stuff online now. Like, he's been able to go in and get, like, all this work done online since COVID. So it's like, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, I mean, Darren, I'm not completely on your side. I mean, who gets married during the week and then just tells your son that he's got to drag himself out of school? I would have considered that when I put together the date. But, I mean, on the other hand, divorce sucks, right? So this sounds like sour grapes, Captain. I mean, this sounds like, you know, you're just being difficult to be difficult. You say that he doesn't want his son to be part of his new family, but you're the one telling him that he can't take his son. So
I feel like I have spent so much time trying to show that I am fine with him being with someone else, being like, sure, you all go on a vacation for the holidays and he'll miss school. And to me, this was the last straw. And it's his third marriage.
I mean, just drive the point home, though, sour grapes. I mean, he's not your problem anymore, you know? And your son's going to be 18 in about 10 seconds. So keep that in mind, too.
I don't know. I see Kathy's side. I honestly do. It's not like she's saying he couldn't go, but like, you're going to miss all this school already. Now you're going to miss 2 days now. What do you think? Would you let your son miss school to go to a middle-of-the-week wedding that's 4 hours away? I don't know.
You know what we were doing in my school 3 days before Christmas, 2 days before Christmas? Just nothing.
But this is in addition. Those are the 3 days that you're missing.
So you got two real days that he might miss a lesson in one or two classes, and he could get the work. And then at Christmas, you got a study hall where everybody's asleep watching a movie.
It's finals. It's semester finals. Ugh.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Kathy. He's already taking him out for the holidays, extra days, and now he wants to take him out next month for a couple more days because he planned a middle-of-the-week wedding. What do you think? Is it wrong?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Oh, it's a hot one.
Mm-hmm.
Darren and Kathy are divorced. and they have a son who is a junior in high school. Darren is getting married for a third time and planned a midweek wedding 4 hours away, so their son would have to miss a couple days of school. Now, keep in mind, he also already approved, and she already said okay, for him to miss 3 days of his junior year right before the holidays for Christmas because they're going away on vacation. Kathy says, we're not taking him out. I'm not taking him out again next month, another 2 days he's going to miss because you decided to have your third wedding in the middle of the week.
I mean, there's a couple things at play here. Number one, first off, again, divorce is not a fun situation. Number two, they both have rights. And I just want to point out the fact that I get it. It's not great. But I think that she ends up the loser in this situation no matter what happens here. And I think that you got to take that into account, man. I mean, life is long. You got to, you know, if you're going to tell your son he can't go to his father's wedding, that's a big deal.
What do you think? What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Christine, whose side are you on?
So I'm on the husband's side, and I want you to know I'm married for 32 years. Has nothing to do with the divorce. I think the wife has to take that out of it and, like, put aside the part. This is an important day in his life. Doesn't matter how many times he's been married. And it's 2 days. Every, you know, you got parents that are sticklers about missing school, and you got parents who are more lax. What kind of student is he? What does the son want to do? I just think life is short, you know, and he should be able to go to his father's wedding.
Do you agree with that? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. Darren and Kathy are divorced, but they share a son who's a junior in high school. Darren is getting remarried for a third time and scheduled a wedding 4 hours away from where they live and in the middle of the week. That means he'll have to miss 2 days of school. Kathy's upset because she already agreed for him taking 3 days off during the holidays to go on vacation with them. 5 days they'll miss in the first half of the year.
I get it. It's a really uncomfortable situation for everybody. But here's the thing to remember is that both parents have rights, right? This is not completely up to Kathy. And a bigger picture than that is, if the son resents you after you make this decision, do you win it all? That's my biggest concern.
What do you think? Do you think he should be allowed to take these couple extra days? 1-800-330-9999. Colleen, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. Regardless of whether they're divorced or not, the kid's a junior in high school. Huge year for college transcripts-wise. You can't miss 5 days of school junior year.
Here's the thing, Colleen. Like, I agree. Like, he shouldn't miss the school. But I don't know how on earth you live with the fact that you kept your son from going to his father's wedding. I feel like that's going to be resentment that's going to be there for a long time. I got to tell you, I think that this is the problem.
No,
if anything,
I get that too.
No, but if his dad cared so much about him being there, he would have made it convenient for his son.
Yeah, in your mind, you think that your son is going to think logically about it. He's not. He's going to think that my mom kept me from going to my dad's wedding. That's the way it's going to work.
It's his fault.
Hey, Meredith, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I was actually on his side at first until I heard he was taking his son on vacation, too. And now I'm on her side. I have a junior in high school, and she misses one day, and it's a nightmare for her. That's going to be, the kid's going to be the one that's going to wear this, not them.
Caroline, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, honestly. Someone who's in a graduate program for education, I think the son's going to be the disadvantage because junior year, you typically apply to colleges, and it really matters. Had it been senior year, I'd be like, oh, okay, like, not a problem. But junior year is really important.
Yeah, I mean, I get what everybody's saying here, but as somebody who has seen many divorces and lived through a divorce house, you're in a lose-lose situation here, Mom. This is what you don't get. You're going to lose this. You might as well just take it in the shin, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I just disagree. If Darren cared that much, he would have worked around his son's schedule and prioritized him.
That's not the way your son's going to see it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kathy, our audience agreed with you. Darren, if you really cared about your son being there, you wouldn't have scheduled a wedding in the middle of the week where he was going to have to miss 2 days of school.
Thank you. Darren, are you still there?
I guess that's what people think. It's not how I feel. I think education in this country has gone a little sideways anyway, so I'm just a little disappointed in that.
I hear some of what you're saying, I suppose, and usually I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, what if he had the flu? What if he had a cold? He'd be out anyways.
Yeah, but
right?
What happens when he also gets the flu or the cold and he has to take those additional days, too? I know that our school district is cracking down. We already got the thing, and then you fall into default.
That's not good, but to miss your father's wedding. Darren, You should not have planned it during the week. Period, point blank. You wanted your son to be there. You should have thought about that. You must have thought about that. It must have come up, and you considered it not to be a big enough deal to change your thinking.
I understand what you're saying. I just have to, I mean, look, maybe I'm not going to sound like the best guy here, but it is my third wedding. I've had my first marriage was a big destination wedding with hundreds of people. Our second marriage was a big weekend event at a private little like hotel residence. And this one, I just wanted to do low key. And the most important people I need there are my son and my sister. So that's about it.
I don't think there's any winners, to tell you the truth.
Huh. All right. Well, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.